Pins and needles. Recessions were induced. William Grider. Who will tell the people the secrets of the temple? Madness in high places, high crimes contra natura, obscene wealth created ex nihilo, financial instruments as weapons of mass destruction, the coin of the realm minted in nomine populi, then taken away as taxes from those who have least, given as droit de seigneur to private interests, returns on savings so low everyone buys on time instead, mortgages on homes foreclosed, homeless and jobless in the streets, then borrowed back in a lender's market, ungodly profits on treasury notes, the major banks bailed out while farms go broke and factories close, the dealers in arms and currency never at a loss in a pinch, compounding the national debt with personal bankruptcies, borrowing at interest the practical fiction of legal tender, the sins of the fathers and so forth, genius vilified or ignored to pay for all the commonwealth squandered on kindred insanities. War, corruption, pollution, disease, forked tongue on forked tail, the high priest of the state religion, the chief talking head of the bank of issue, intoning monetary dogma, blessing the puppet in the Oval Office, whose fiscal policy belies the myth of representative democracy, determining between them how flat the little guy will get squeezed in the interest of high interest, how fat the bubbles will be inflated, how thick the cloud of speculation will be spread by those who buy and sell debt, how high the unemployment will rise before the point of the pin trade is factored in.